Attorney General John Ashcroft announced yesterday that the federal government will oppose any further attempt to delay the execution of Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh. McVeigh is scheduled to be put to death on June the 11th. His lawyers are meeting with him today at the federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana, and are expected to file a request to stay his execution. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
It must seem like a bad dream for both the victims in Oklahoma City and for the FBI. Today, Timothy McVeigh will decide whether to seek a stay of execution or, for one last time, put aside his appeals. The fact that the convicted bomber has some control at this late date is the product of an FBI mistake. 3 weeks ago, the Bureau announced it had failed to turn over more than 3,000 pages of evidence to the Justice Department and McVeigh's defense team. Then late last week, Attorney General John Ashcroft announced that agents had found 900 more pages of evidence unearthed when the FBI scoured its offices around the country. Ashcroft disparaged the quality of that evidence, claiming it was in part the ravings of the mentally disturbed. And the Attorney General asserted that in the remaining days before June 11th, McVeigh's lawyers had more than enough time to review the evidence and respond. Yesterday, Ashcroft repeated his intention to execute McVeigh on schedule. But it will not be John Ashcroft who decides. It will be U.S. District Judge Richard Mache, who presided at the trials of Timothy McVeigh and co-conspirator Terry Nichols. Mache has a reputation for even-handedness, and during both trials took government prosecutors to the woodshed at times for failing to turn over evidence to defense lawyers. Lawyers for McVeigh say they expect their client to give the go-ahead to seek a stay of execution while they investigate the new evidence. That request is expected to be filed in Mache's court in Denver later today. Before the FBI's embarrassing announcements, Timothy McVeigh had waived his final appeals and seemed determined to face his execution. According to the Dallas Morning News, in the weeks before McVeigh's first execution date, he refused to leave his cell for recreation, rid himself of personal items, and began eating less and less. But in the last few days, McVeigh purchased a fan from the prison canteen, asked for reading materials, and has begun eating again. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.